I think with everything that's flushed out now, I think it does make a difference. But again, I think that there was sufficient information for a grand jury to return the indictment that they returned based upon just the testimony of he got the bills from him, got the bills, and then they took. So I think that provided the probable cause standard that the grand jury has. But I think in hindsight now, with all of the information that has been provided and flushed out, it's probably more appropriate as a trafficking charge than it is an manslaughter charge.